Starting conversations and all my friends are turning green. Yeah, the magician's assistant in their dreams. Oh, they come unstuck. Lady running down to the rift tide, taken away to the dark side.
I wanna be your left hand man.
I love you when you're singing a song,
and I got a lump in my throat, cause you're gonna sing the words wrong.
You're gonna sing the words all wrong. I got this movie I really think you'll like. This guy decides to quit his job and head to New York City. This cowboy is running from himself, and she's been living on the highest shelf.
And they come unstuck.
Lady running down to the riptide, taken away to the dark side. I wanna be your left hand man. I love you when you're singing that song, and I gotta lump in my throat, cause you're gonna sing the words all wrong. He's so high on that, I can't reach it. I just gotta know. There we go. if you're gonna stay, I just gotta know. 'Cause I can't have it any other way. I swear she's destined for the screen. The closest thing to Michelle, who's Michelle Pfeiffer? Closest thing to Michelle Pfeiffer that you've ever seen. Oh, lady, running down to the real time. Hey.
Try not to bump it. Okay.
Right here.
Because it's very bumpable.
Let's talk. Lady running down to the riptide, taken away to the dark side.
I wanna be your left hand man. I love you when you're singing a song, and I got a lump in my throat, cause you're gonna sing the words wrong.
Yeah, you're gonna sing.
We can't make this the whole podcast.
Wait, is it started? I just gotta know.
Alright, I guess we'll start.
Okay, hey guys.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
That's Colton. We just sung Riptide. you can get our number, stage us on. We do local coffee shops.
Yeah, we'll be in our local cafe at 10 a.m. every Sunday.
Every Sunday.
While you're at church.
Yeah, so no one can hear us.
Exactly.
That's our new gig. We're forget podcasting. We're going on the road singing.
Yeah, okay.
That was a weird start.
And that was a weird start, but we're here now.
Everybody that clicked on immediately clicked off.
They're like, oh my gosh. It sounds horrible. What's happening?
Oh, is everything on? Yeah, this is on. This
yep,
is on.
Yep.
All right, as you can see, Jay isn't here. He forgot that we're supposed to be recording. But my man Clay showed up. He put in the work, you know? No, I'm just kidding. Jay had to go, like, pick up some possums or something.
Yeah.
But you're going to wear two sets of headphones.
Yeah, let's do it.
You want to record some ASMR while we're here?
No. Absolutely. No, I saw it. Chinese lady do that on an ad today.
Really?
And I was like,
was it ASMR bakery?
No, there. It was just like, listen to ASMR while your phone is off. YouTube Premium.
Oh yeah, dude. This is gonna sound weird, but I listen to ASMR to put me to sleep at night.
Yeah.
Yeah. not like the weird ASMR where they see what you gotta do is you gotta go and you gotta click on the ones that are like nurses massaging your scalp, and then you go and you hug your anime body pillow, and then
that is very odd.
No, I watch the ones that's like it's called ASMR Bakery. It's no talking, and because I don't like people whispering in my ear.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, it's weird. So I go with the no talking ones, and it's just basically somebody tapping and making noises for an hour. It's kind of like, I'll describe it as being similar to listening to rainfall or something. That's what it's like. You ever listen to ASMR?
No.
Have you ever tried it?
Yes, briefly. Yeah. It's not my favorite.
I thought it was weird at first, but then I started listening to it, and I was like, hold up. This is kind of relaxing. It feels like, did you get the sensation of getting a head massage?
No.
You should try one that's supposed to give you like a sensation of, I could like send you one that works, because I sometimes fall asleep listening to it. I try not to tell people though that I listen to ASMR. Well, don't tell anybody.
I think you just told everybody.
Don't tell anybody, guys. I try not to tell people that because they think if you're weird, you're like, you listen to ASMR. That's so weird.
Why do you listen to those random wooden balls clinking together?
Somebody sitting there and clinking two little wooden balls, or like tapping an iPad or something. Yeah, it sounds weird, and it is weird, but it's like, instead of listening to rainfall, I listen to that, and it gives the sensation of getting a head massage or something.
Yeah.
You're going to leave those on the entire time?
No. I'm going to take them off.
They're very distracting.
Yeah, they're very distracting. I'm sorry. Let me get
closer.
For me. Yeah, yeah.
They probably don't care, but.
Oh, there we go. All right, yeah, so have you been?
I've been good. I've been listening to ASMR. I've been listening to ASMR every day. I'm all good, man.
I wouldn't define that as being a successful person. But
ASMR, I made it. I made it, everybody.
I mean, yeah, that sounds...
Nah, but I'm trying to get back in a routine ever since I've got back from the Tennessee trip. I have kind of been out of routine because of my hurt foot. So...
That's
sorry, camera.
Yeah, I was like, okay, yeah.
This is such a weird episode.
Yeah, you want to know some good news?
What?
I think some good news.
What? This is the most unstructured thing ever. Okay, anyway,
it's fine,
we're gonna not talk about it anymore. We'll just carry on.
Yeah. I think I picked out a drone frame.
Ooh.
Now, I already told you I picked one out.
Yeah.
But I picked out a new one.
Ooh.
And I'm planning on trying to get it.
Is it a clone of something?
No, I don't believe. Now, this is an FPV drone frame. Blah. This is an FPV drone frame. Let's clarify here.
It's an FPV drone frame.
Yeah, if they didn't see the last little snippet clip of us just talking. Yes, it's an FPV drone frame. I will get it out. I promise you I'm not texting.
He was texting in the last one. You could see it in the camera. Go look at it. Go watch it. Go shame him.
No, don't read my text.
I don't think you could see it.
So.
If you can, don't read it. That's immoral.
Okay.
Oh, this is a night podcast.
Mm-hmm,
we haven't done one at night, I don't think.
It's 9:14.
9:14. That was really loud.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's not my ears.
All right, so I'm planning to get it off a site called Race Day Quads.
Ooh, Race Day Quads. That's where I was going to buy the flight controller from. And I couldn't remember what it was called.
Yep, shout out to them because, I mean, I don't know if we're allowed to plug their channel on here or plug their business, but they actually have a store in Florida.
Oh,
Orlando, nice. Florida. Yep, I checked it today.
I don't think they care.
Yeah.
Plug their business.
Yeah, but
hey, if they want to sponsor us.
Yeah, sponsor us, Race Day Quads.
We have at least 4 videos up now, so
it's pretty nice. Yeah.
I'm sorry, 3 videos up now.
Yeah, but
we're highly sponsorable.
But yeah, they I do want to go there sometime soon. But
Race Day Quads. Maybe it won't be closed like the last store we went to, that was FPV.
Yeah, in Tennessee, we went to a store and it was appointment only, which is, that's interesting. But I mean, COVID and whatnot, but.
I don't know if it was COVID related or if it was just like the dude didn't want to stay at the store all day for like the 2 people that come in.
Yeah, I really don't know. Yeah, because there might not be a ton of people into FPV up there. But
well, it wasn't just an FPV store, but still, it was like a RC store.
Yeah, so I already checked to make sure you can get replacement arms for this. That's another reason why I picked it out. So you can get replacement arms.
Cool.
And that's what it is. Let you look at that.
Oh, let's see. Yeah. Nice.
Yep. It's kind of more less streamlined. It's more bulky, but I mean it's. There you go.
Oh no, it went away.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh,
no. It's fine.
There we go.
Yeah.
That's it, guys. The ultimate drone frame.
That's pretty cool, though. How much is it?
It's like $26.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah. Now, probably it's $26. It has 135 reviews, so I know it's been.
Are they good reviews?
It says 5 stars.
Nice.
So, I mean, I did check it. I think it can break fairly easily, but I mean.
What? It can break fairly easily?
Yeah, let me look at it, one of the... Like, I mean, it's not the thickest carbon fiber there is out there.
Yeah.
I
got you.
Very durable. Yeah, I guess this person said it was durable. Durable.
Well, definitely want a durable one. But you can replace the parts, so that's good.
Yeah, so, you know, that's more money, but I don't know. I think it would be a good starter frame. That's probably what I'm going to go with, along with a... Shout out to Rotor Riot.
we gotta stop giving shout outs for free, man.
Yeah, Ladrib.
This stuff costs money.
Come on here and talk about some drones with us. We'd love to hear it.
We'd love to hear it, man.
Shout out also to I'm kidding.
We're giving shout outs, man. We gotta get paid for these.
There's one other person I was thinking of because Chicken. Shank Jam, shout out.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say Joshua Barbo.
No. Never mind. We will talk about that maybe later.
Well, I've been crashing my drones so much. That's just a part of it. Like I haven't been crashing it a bunch, but I've been crashing it like once a day, really badly. So like I crashed it into the pond the other day, and yeah, now the video transmitter isn't working. I shouldn't say I crash a lot. I crash a normal amount for my skill level.
Okay.
Which is not great, but not terrible.
Here is the, here's the, I'll just hand it to you, actually. There's the, I showed you that one yesterday. Ooh. It's on sale, which makes me nervous.
Yeah, I remember you showing me this. It's not exciting, guys. It's just a circuit board.
Yeah, it's a circuit board. But it has a USB Type-C.
That's pretty neat.
Not a lot of them have that, I don't think.
No, I haven't seen one like that.
And you know what the funny thing is? I looked up the reviews on Race Day Quads, and they said it broke off.
Oh.
So I'm like...
Great USB-C port. Maybe that's why they don't put them on there.
Yeah, maybe that's why they're putting them on sale, so everyone just buys them. I don't know. No, probably not. But I think I'm going to go with that one.
Oh, you know, they don't know, but the other day I was flying the drone around this church, and I smacked face first into a pole. And remember I broke that little piece that protected the camera?
Yep.
Well, they fixed it.
Oh, nice.
I took a straw, a metal straw.
Okay.
And an aluminum straw, okay. And I mounted it in between there. There were two little nubs on either side, mm-hmm. that I could unscrew and screw back in. So I put those two little nubs in a straw, put some solder in there, put it back on, and screwed it back into place. And it looks normal.
Yeah.
I had to bend the frame back, though, because it's aluminum. And I had to put it in a vise and bend it back so it'd be straight.
Yeah, that's cool, though, because that's probably more durable than how they had it, if I were to guess.
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know if it had an aluminum straw going through it.
Well, I mean, it had an aluminum bar.
It did?
Yeah, that was going over it. And now it's a straw.
Well, it's something.
It's something. It protected the camera. It broke the bar, but it protected the camera. The camera's still good. Although the camera's only like $20 and the frame was like $30. So I could have lost a frame and a camera, though.
Yep.
But I didn't.
Yeah, you didn't. I mean, that works.
Yeah. I didn't even fly the drone today because it's kind of addicting. I fly it, I charge it, and I could break something, or I might want to alter something, replace an antenna, do something different. And so I find myself fixing it, flying it, charging it, and then fixing it again, flying it again, charging it. And it's like this endless cycle that I can't get out of.
Oh,
and
man.
So today I just said, you know what, forget it. I'm not going to fix it right now. I'm going to wait until another day because I got things to do. Because if I fixed it today, I would fly it today.
Yeah.
And if I fly it today, I would crash it today. And if I crash it today, I'd have to fix it today.
Yeah.
So I'm going to buy a tiny Whoop so I can just fly it around the house, buy like 10 batteries. So I won't have to fix it. And I'll just fly it around the house and save my 5-inch for when I actually want to like spend a day tinkering.
5 batteries, that would last maybe like at least 20 minutes.
2, 4, 6, 8, 10. Well, 5 batteries would be 10 minutes. Well, maybe 15.
15?
Because you only get like 2 or 3 minutes on a tiny Whoop, I think.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Tiny Whoops are tiny quads you can fly, like that big of a drone that you can fly in your house. And you can still look through your goggles and see where you're going.
What about have you considered a tiny hawk?
I looked at a tiny hawk the other day. I didn't realize how small the tiny hawk was. Like, I had seen it several times before, and I've seen it fly. Mm-hmm. But somebody showed a tiny hawk beside a tiny Whoop, and they were like the same size. Like, this is a tiny hawk, this is a tiny Whoop. And I was like, oh my gosh, I didn't realize how small it was.
Yeah, yeah, it's really small.
Yeah.
But it's not as small as the tiny Whoop, I don't
know. No, not quite as small. Like, it's like that and this. So it's not quite as small.
Yeah. Then you got the Tiny Hawk Freestyle 1 and 2. The second one's a little bit better because you have longer range.
Oh, what were you talking about? I was talking about the Tiny Hawk Freestyle.
Yeah, that's the one I was talking about. So you have they have a whole bunch of different in that line. They have the Baby Hawk, the Hawk, just the regular Hawk, I think.
They have a Hawk?
Yeah, it's basically it's a 5-inch one.
Huh, I didn't realize they had a Hawk. Look it up. Huh.
Hawk drone. I find myself looking up a lot of stuff, but...
we always end up talking about FPV drones.
Yeah, I mean... I have something else I can talk about too, but Emax.
Whoever's watching this is like, man.
The Baby Hawk is pretty
awesome. What the heck is an FPV drone?
There it is. This is it, though, right here.
I'm just kidding. I hope you know what an FPV drone is. It's a drone that you look in through your goggles and fly.
$200.
Oh my gosh, it's only $200.
On GetFPV. But I'm not sure. I think that's a viable site, but.
Huh. I don't know how I feel about that drone.
Yeah, it's honestly any drone, and this is just a really weird thing. I don't think this is practical, but I have just like this little weird thoughts about any drone that has a plastic cover over the circuitry. And that might just be me being crazy. It seems more like for some reason I associate it with less customizable and
intangible.
I don't know why.
It kind of makes sense. First of all, it's less durable. It's plastic. Second of all, it's like you can't fit anything else in it because it's just a bubble. And thirdly, like...
it's more aerodynamic, probably.
But maybe. I don't know. They look kind of like tiny Whoops. And I guess that's what, the third reason is because it looks like a tiny Whoop. And you don't want to fly a tiny Whoop and crash it over and over again outside.
And I mean, if it's a tiny Whoop and it has a bubble over it or whatever, that's fine because it's so small, you're not gonna do many. And like I said, that's probably completely impractical, and you could probably fit a lot in those little bubbles. But just to me, just looking at it, I'm like, I don't really like that.
Well, plus it's only $200. Like, it can't be that good.
Yeah.
The cheapest one I've seen. That one that Joshua Bardwell recommended was $250. So I guess that isn't.
Was that his Bardwell edition?
That looked like a decent drone. I mean, it must be. He recommended it.
Right, it has a CL1, I think.
Does that come in a kit?
The CL1, it doesn't come in a kit. It's pre-built.
It's pre-built.
And it's $300.
Oh, okay.
But, it's the one they have on. What do you call it?
Rotorite?
No, it's the one on the drone simulator. The drone racing simulator, the official one that you can get.
DRL?
Yeah, they have the CL1. I saw it today, actually.
I need to try flying it. You can fly it and then buy it.
I customized it and made it different, but...
Oh, you can do that, too.
Well, actually, they probably just have the baseline one on there, just pre-built, you can fly.
Yeah. But you're still wanting to build your own, like, custom one, aren't you?
Yeah.
What were we talking about before we started talking about FPV drones?
I don't know. I mean...
I don't know either.
I mean,
I think we were talking about ASMR. Oh, yeah. ASMR routines.
Yeah,
maybe we shouldn't go back to that.
Yeah, I was going to say, I tried to do double corkscrew today again after months of not doing it.
Have you even been tricking?
Not a lot, actually. And I mean, it's, I guess for multiple reasons. One, I've just been really busy. I've been doing kickboxing now, so that kind of wears me out.
Is that, do you enjoy that?
I do.
Is it because you get a workout? Is it because you actually...
Socialization and a workout.
Socialization.
Now, whenever you go to this...
He's socialized.
No. Yeah, okay. I'm homeschooled. Now I'm socialized. No. it's socializing for me. No.
I'm homeschooled too. I'm not making fun of it.
Yeah. But it's not a lot of talking. You know, whenever you think of CrossFit, you kind of think of a whole bunch of moms getting together in a gym and basically talking.
Is it that?
And going... No, it's not at all like that, actually. It's intense. It's the only martial arts class, I would say, that I had to leave the room and throw up. So it's not...
That sounds great.
Yeah, it's not that. It's intense. Then again, they start you out at whatever level you're on. They actually, at one point, they were having you go through a training class before you could join an actual... like time class, just to get you acclimated to and kind of worked up to where everyone else was.
How long are these classes?
They're like 30 minutes. But now that's 30 minutes. You do 5 rounds of 5 different exercises per round. So you can imagine it's a station drill. So you have station one, that's typically the tire. But on the tire, you could be doing push-ups. It's typically push-ups and knees. That's not too bad.
So the tire is just like a piece of equipment in there, and you just do they?
It's a track tire.
Yeah, but they tell you what to do on it, or you just do anything on the tire?
Oh no, they tell you. So okay. 1 week it might be just doing knees, and the next week it might be push-ups and knees. They change it out each week.
A knees, what is that?
So you just put one foot on the tire, step up, knee with the other leg. So you just,
he's going to demonstrate.
Yes, I'm going to demonstrate. All right, guys.
Okay.
Yeah, so you're stepping up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks for the demonstration.
Yeah, no problem. It's basically that on the tire, and it's very, well, it's not too, that one's not too intense. Everyone pretty much, you know, they fare well with that. There's some people that go to this church that we're in that go to that class.
Oh, really?
Yes, there is. I'm not going to talk about anyone specifically. I was about to, but...
They are? Never mind.
And they've made some serious progress, though, in it, too.
Huh.
Then you have station two. That's, like, kettlebell stuff, or sometimes it can be anything. It could be, like, push-up. Then you go to plank for so many seconds, push-up, plank, like that, alternating. You have station three. That is... bag strikes. Yeah, so it's a little mini Wave Master about that tall, and you do different kicks, bag strikes on that. Then you have number four, you have station four, that's abs. You have station five, that's the big bag that you can like nail on really hard.
So is that just like you go all out and kick, punch, and everything?
They have combos they give you, or sometimes it's just free sparring. Like I know not too long ago we did free sparring. But yeah, and that's how it works. You just have those different stations. Now you do, so one round is all 5 of those stations though.
Okay.
So it's called R5 because it stands for round 5. That's what it's called. That's the workout.
Is it 5 rounds of it?
Yes. Yeah, so then you have 5 rounds of those 5 stations.
So you guys don't do any, rank system or anything, do you?
So it's just an exercise class in that specific class.
Do you do a kickbox? Do they do rank there at all?
In terms of Taekwondo, now the head instructor is a master in Taekwondo.
He's like 6th degree or something, or 7th degree. Or something.
I'm not exactly sure. I think it's 6th or 7th.
High enough to be a master.
Yes, high enough to be a master, which I think is at least a 6th degree.
Yeah.
But... he does currently Tigers, which is the really young kids, and he does Juniors, and he has actually blessed me with the opportunity to help with those.
Lucky you.
Yeah, I know. Sometimes it's like, Hey, it's brought me really out of my comfort zone. There was
I bet.
Yeah, this is actually something interesting to talk about. So it sounds bad, but his son, who leads the class, mm-hmm. got sick one of those days. So it was me and one other lady who's a third degree. I'm a second degree. She's 1 degree higher. But anyway, we just teamed up and had to do it without him. And he's the one that typically leads the class. And I did we both did a lot in it. But I, you know, spread between us two, we were kind of still figuring it out and stuff. So I had to be very vocal. I even ran one of the R5 rounds for the kids.
Ooh.
So that was, it was interesting to say the least. It was difficult.
That sounds like a nightmare.
Yeah. If there's one thing I would say that I would be horrible at before I started there is teaching kids. Like if I said, all right, if there's one thing in...
What, Clay, what in the world would you not want to do?
If there's one talent, or if there's one, what would you call it? Activity. One thing I could help out with, the worst thing I could possibly do for me, it would be helping out with kids. Because I remember, I'm not the best with kids, but since I've joined, I've gotten better at it, and honestly, I'm feeling a lot more confident about it. I kind of feel like, you know, God puts certain things in your life, in certain places you go and you help out with,
mm-hmm.
That accomplish his purpose. So I find it's funny that, one of the first things I'm doing in life involves kids, which is what I'm worst at, but I'm sure it, you know, that gets you out of your comfort zone though.
Yeah. So. I think that makes sense. I think a lot of times the struggle is what you need to, because if you're not struggling, you're not getting better.
Yeah, definitely. So I think it's like really, you know, it helps you to grow.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I feel like this accomplishes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great. Yeah, I used to help train kids when I was taking taekwondo and karate, and I hated it. I hated it.
Yeah, it's difficult sometimes.
Cause it was just like he threw me over there. It wasn't our taekwondo instructor. It was another instructor. I liked the guy. He was great, but he would throw me over there and be like, teach this kid a form, and I'd be like, this dude is not even a white belt. I'm like, oh, gosh, I got to teach this kid a form. And then I'd teach him something. And then the next week, you say, hey, go work with this kid again. And the kid will remember nothing. Nothing.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to do
this. Yeah, that's the thing I struggle with because, sometimes he'll say, go back and help him with this form.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is I honestly do not remember hardly any of the forms except white belt form.
I don't even know if I remember white belt form.
I remember it pretty well. I remember it all right.
Yeah.
If I was placed in a spot to teach it, I could teach it for the most part.
I remember my karate white belt form, but not the taekwondo white belt form, because I never was a white belt in taekwondo.
Yeah. So, it's an interesting experience, and
you're growing.
Yeah, I'm growing.
You're growing as a person.
Yep, and slowly gaining more responsibilities, which is great. I mean, that's good.
Your mom and you keep trying to get me to go to this class.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about how struggle is good, but I'm like, man, I don't want to do that.
Yeah, okay.
The reason I don't want to go to this class is because I did, like I said, karate, taekwondo, and jiu-jitsu for a few years. It's like maybe 5 years. And my least favorite part was when we get on the heavy bags and just pound the crap out of it on a timer.
Mm-hmm.
And that is exactly what that class is.
Well, no. Okay, no, it's not. It's not exactly.
It was like, y'all were like, but it's not sparring or anything. It's just hitting a bag. And I was like, that was my least favorite part.
Yeah, okay. But, okay, we're talking about the old taekwondo school where you wailed on the bag.
Yeah, you were trying to break a hole in the bag.
Yeah, this isn't like that exactly. You actually have someone holding the bag behind it. So you don't want to,
So it's like, it's speed over power.
It's speed and consistency. Mm. So you'll have a combo, front kick, you know, 1-2 round kick. That's a great one. And you do that over and over until the timer is done, but you pace yourself with it. You don't just wail on it.
Hmm.
So you go as fast as you can, and if you don't want to go any faster, you don't have to, but it's good to push yourself.
Yeah, I remember doing that and blacking out. Or I didn't black out. I was standing there, and I couldn't see. Well, I guess that's a blackout,
yeah.
But I was standing up, so I didn't completely black out, but I was standing there, and I was like, I can't see.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, you don't have to go that hard here. But I know the real reason why you don't want to come.
Why is the real reason?
Because we tried to set you up with a girl there.
They've tried to set everyone up with this girl. First, they started with Jay, and Jay didn't want to see the girl. So they're like, hey, Colton, check this girl out. Clay had a dream the other night that I dated her.
Wait, no. Oh, no, you're... Okay.
Was that the same girl?
No, we're just getting off on a whole nother
oh,
subject.
Oh, gosh.
Of talking
I thought
about
that was the girl you were talking about. What girl were you talking about?
I was talking about a different one.
Okay, don't say it on the podcast.
It was... No.
I thought that was the girl you were talking about. I thought you said the girl from kickboxing.
Well, no, there was... Okay, I'll put it this way. There's multiple very pretty girls there.
Okay.
I'm trying to say this in the nicest way possible. I'm not...
There are multiple attractive females.
Okay, if any of the females are watching this, you're very beautiful. You're very pretty.
This is weird.
It's not. I mean, not in a lustful way.
Just stop. You're making it so much worse.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
Okay, wait. And to clarify, I have a girlfriend.
Oh, man.
So
you're making this so much worse.
I know.
Just stop.
Okay, just cut that part out.
No. It's too late now.
Okay. If my girlfriend is watching this.
Just stop. Stop
it. Watch this
you're
podcast.
Making it worse.
I'm not making it worse. They're pretty, but they're not for me.
Yeah, they're like 25 years old.
Yeah, they're mostly 25 years old. So.
You could have just said that.
Yeah, I should have just said that. Hey, now I just made
they're
it.
They're pretty, but they're not for me.
Yeah.
Well, on that note, what were we even talking about? Why were you talking? Oh, that's the reason they want me to go.
Yeah, that was one reason because they're around your age.
They want me. They're trying to set me up.
25. Okay, this just went down.
I don't like it that I don't date.
Yeah.
Or not that I don't date. I haven't dated.
Well, no, it's not that we don't like it. I mean, I respect you if you're single because it's kind of difficult. That's a whole nother subject.
Difficult.
It kind of is.
It's not.
Okay.
It's not difficult.
I respect people that are single.
If you've never been not single, it's not difficult.
Yeah, if you've never dated, then it's less hard.
I speak only for myself, by the way. For me, it's not that difficult. It's just life.
Okay.
I don't speak for anyone else. What the heck are we talking about, man?
Can we cut it halfway through?
No,
there?
We can't cut it halfway through.
Because now
we're in it now.
It's gonna be horrible.
It's
for
gonna
the
be horrible. They're
it.
So it's so awkward. It's gonna be.
Okay.
It's not that weird.
It's really not. Anyone who's from the R5 kickboxing class, y'all are nice people. And
well, that's the only reason they wanted me to go.
Yeah, no, it's not. We just wanted you to come hang out with us too.
I was just pushing
also
his buttons.
Because we did want him to be exposed to
they wanted me to
very
be
respectful
socialized.
And very beautiful women, so he could not be alone.
Hey, why do you have to make it so weird?
Because I'm trying to keep it respectful.
Very respectful.
But now I've dug myself a hole.
Very beautiful woman.
It's not in a weird way. It's just because... Okay.
That's hilarious.
It's because... Okay.
Don't you love watching him squirm?
I'm not...
I'm just kidding.
It's not in a lustful way. It's in
nobody said it was. Nobody thought it was.
Well, now I okay, never mind.
It's all right. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
But anyway, I'm not going.
What? Okay, that's fine.
I will get socialized other ways. I will go to a socializer where you pay someone to socialize human beings. This is God said down here.
What does that consist of, Colton?
You go and they stick you in a mall, a shopping mall.
I can go and take you right now to the
and
shopping
then
mall. Rope.
You stand in the middle. You hold cookies and milk. The first person to grab the cookie, you ask on a date. The first person to grab a milk, you run.
That could go bad in so many different ways. You don't have control of the gender that grabs the.
answer for that. Yeah, the first female to grab the cookie, and the first female to grab the milk, you run, because who the heck grabs the milk first without grabbing the cookie?
Well,
it's a psychopath.
It's gonna be a 90-year-old lady. It's like, oh, that's a nice cookie.
Sonny, are you handing out cookies? Let's go, Grandma. Let's go out on a date. Oh, I saw this hilarious video the other day. It was a comedian, and he was like, I was flipping through my grandma was showing me old pictures, and I was flipping through this this book, this old photo album. He said, I got to the pictures of when my granny was 20, and he said, My grandma was looking fine. It's like far finer than any grandma should look.
When he said, was 20?
Yeah, when she was 20. He was like, and you know how old pictures make people look unattractive? Take like a 10 down to a 7? He said, she was still a 10. He said, it makes dating hard because every time you see a pretty girl, you're like, well, you fine, but you ain't grandma.
It's gone downhill really fast. I already dug myself in a hole at this point, and now we're just exploring the cave.
Exploring the cave. It's nice down here.
It's really not.
We got grandmas.
Nope.
He don't like it. What time is it?
It's 9:43.
9:43. Okay, guys. Thank you for watching. I don't know if anybody's going to see this, because I don't know if this podcast is going to see the light of day.
Please don't post it.
Thank you for watching, and we'll see you guys later.
Later.
Well, that went well.
No. Shout out to Maya. I love you.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, that was. It went downhill quick. I'm going to get dug into a hole.